We're all invited to a coronation. Unless you were around back in June 1953, and old enough to be paying attention, chances are you missed the last one for Queen Elizabeth II. 2 billion of us are expected to bear witness to the next one, this Saturday, for King Charles III. You will need to set your alarm for 3:30 a.m. EST, if you want to catch every moment, which I do. Whether you're a monarchist, a royal watcher or just nosy, I'm the latter, it will be a full day of pageantry. There will be 2,000 invited guests to Westminster Abbey. If I'm being honest, it has been a bit dull without the Queen, following her death on September 8, 2022. I guess the King has just been quietly finding his way with the new title and job description. Not that the kids and kids' kids haven't tried to keep the cauldrons churning. Call it Game of Thrones, perhaps. Good ol' Harry and Meghan have certainly done their part to keep themselves in the limelight. Netflix, books, interviews. Last I heard, Harry is attending and Meghan is not. Thank goodness for small mercies. Oh, to be a lip reader when Harry finally meets up with Charles, Camilla, William, and Kate after he basically trashed them all in his book, Spare. It would be like a deadly family Christmas dinner when nobody is speaking to the other, the alcohol cupboard is bare and the dog ate the turkey. Can you say tense? How stiff does that stiff upper lip have to be? Everyone should put down the spears and come together for the King's big day. Whether you like Charles or not, he has certainly paid his dues waiting his turn to finally take over the family business. He deserves his chance. Dare I say he has even finally grown into his ears? Even if you don't care for Camilla, she is his choice of life partner and soon will be the queen consort. Truly, the world could have avoided a lot of turmoil and heartache had he been allowed to marry her in the first place. Love is love and should not be denied. But, here we are, with a fractured family doing its best to carry on. Bring on the horses and carriages, the crowns, the flags, the parades, the concerts, and the balcony waves. No other country does pomp and circumstance quite as well as the British. I shall be watching, as a commoner, to see the flashy dresses, feathery fascinators, and jewels. On Saturday, Charles also begins his reign as King of Canada. The federal government will host celebratory events, including a 21-gun salute in Ottawa. Canada Post unveils a new stamp and federal buildings will be lit up in emerald green to mark the historic event. As part of the celebrations, Ontario is also offering free admission to 10 major cultural attractions and 39 provincial parks. Canadians are being invited to take part in community events including tree plantings, cleanups and parades. We can all use a little celebrating, so see you May 6. I will dig out my biggest fanciest hat, brew some red rose tea, butter a crumpet, and try to sing the song correctly. God save the King.